Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, and welcome to what is the beginning of what I think will be a fantastic and exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. That's the official name, the Acts of the Apostles. So as you follow along and go with us in this study, we're going to learn some fantastic things about the early church, what they looked like, what they did, what they understood, and believe it or not, what they didn't understand. The book of Acts is very clear about some of the things that they missed and some of the things that they adjusted on as they went forward. We'll talk all about that as we go. Let's give a little intro today, though, to what this book is all about, because there's a couple of things people think about when they think of Acts. And unfortunately, there's a few things they don't think about that they ought to. One of the things that most of us see when we look at the book of Acts is that it is the recording of the early church. It is the sort of the biography of the early church, what they were going through and what they were doing, and that it is almost open-ended. I remember as a young man coming up seeing people, I don't know why this sticks out in my mind, but it does. Things do when you're young. I remember going to a conference or some sort of Christian event, and people were wearing these little buttons that said Acts 29 on them. And Acts 29, I remember asking my dad, what in the world does Acts 29 mean? And he told me, well, there is no 29th chapter of Acts. He said, so I assume that they're meaning we are the church, so we ought to go create the 29th chapter of Acts. I know now that is what it meant. It was that because the book of Acts does not have the word amen at the end of it, which is, as you know, a very common way to close a prayer, a very common way to close a Christian thought, and it's also a very common way to close the epistles of the New Testament. I don't want to say they all close with amen, but I'm bold enough to say that almost all of them close with amen. Acts does not. And so there was this idea that Acts should be lived out and lived on, that somehow you and I are daily creating the 29th chapter of Acts. Well, that sounds great, made for good pen sales, you know, lapel pen sales, but it's not really true because the book wasn't the Acts of the early church. The book is not the Acts of the church the way it's supposed to be. There's some problems in the church in the book of Acts, and there's some reluctance and some hesitance in the book of Acts. There's people learning, growing, and expanding in the book of Acts, but it is great for us to take and understand some things about the acts of those early apostles and what they did. So perhaps the book is open-ended and there's no amen because it was a biography. It wasn't trying to proclaim doctrine, although you can definitely proclaim doctrine from the book of Acts. It was not its purpose and its intent. Now here's another, that's one thing people take about Acts that maybe we should tweak. Here's something we miss that perhaps we should grab. Acts, not the Gospels, but Acts, records the last spoken words of Jesus on planet Earth. Jesus says in Acts 1:8, we'll get there in a few days, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, when we talk about the Great Commission, we often talk about Jesus' statement at the end of Matthew that we're to go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But really, his Great Commission is right there in Acts 1:8, in which Jesus speaks into that early church what they are to do. The entire book of Acts then flows out of Acts 1:8 as the church goes outward from Jerusalem, then into Judea, then Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. And we'll see that progression as we go. It is written by Luke. We'll talk about what that means and how that stacks up with the Gospel of Luke tomorrow as we get going here in the book of Acts on the DDP. We'll see you then. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.